Baroque. The Baroque art style is one of our greatest inventions, but somehow it has been kind of forgotten. Baroque means extremely ornamental, basically lion heads, flowers, vines, and doodads everywhere. It is notable that the school explanation is so terrible that it serves as evidence that schools have become an embarrassment. But, as you can imagine, Baroque decorations are by definition very detailed and time-consuming. All those little flowers and cats and flowing vines need a fine touch, or as the case is today, require that you are zoomed in when you are working on them. Today's Baroque creations are made with computers, and the free and open source Blender is perfect for it. But rather than working with geometric primitives, Baroque calls for working with virtual clay. In other words, you have to use the organic clay sculpting mode, as opposed to the more geometric vertex, line, and surface modeling approach. The first thing that comes to mind that you may find exceptionally useful are Baroque artwork frames. Once you print out your digital painting, you can also print out a detailed, very light frame for it. The extremely ornamental nature of Baroque frames will only make your art more valuable. Just like modeling things from your 2D digital paintings can raise the value of your art, creating Baroque frames that contain things from within your paintings is a powerful addition to your works. When presented in a portfolio setting, there will be no doubt that you are a world-class artist. Even though Baroque decorations may seem overwhelming, they are extremely human and made by human hands. In part because of their repetitive or symmetric nature, in part because flowers, vines, leaves, and animal faces are very abstract, but mostly because sculpting on the computer gives you an instant preview and undo, and most importantly, allows you to zoom in. As a side note, you may find yourself working a lot with relief sculptures, modeling just one side of a more flat version of your decoration or subjects. This allows you to add more details and more characters without adding too much time. In a way, you are modeling just the important side, rather than a complete character for completion's sake. A complex relief sculpture with multiple characters and intricate scenery is quite compatible with 3D printers. Even in the most complex works, organic shapes and a bit of foresight and patience will eliminate overhangs or angles that are too tough to print. But the more flat, classical relief sculpture is perfect for 3D printing. Perhaps the best use of Baroque motif is found in the world of jewelry making. Intricately sculpted pendants and necklaces, bracelets and rings can be made precious with detailed decorations. Baroque is not old or out of style. It's not really a historical period either. The world just forgot how beautiful the Baroque art style is.